This is the UCLA Mindful Weekly Meditation, recorded at the Hammer Museum. Each week, Diana Winston, Dr. Allison Pimentel, or one of the UCLA Mindful teachers, leads a 30-minute guided session offering a variety of themes and practices to cultivate self-awareness, emotion regulation, and increased well-being. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to our Thursday Mindful Awareness Meditation. I'm Diana Winston. I'm the director of UCLA Mindful, which is the Mindfulness Education Center at UCLA Health. Very happy to be here with all of you, and want to also welcome the live stream audience. We have, hundreds of people around the world who are meditating with us at the same time. So you can kind of feel the group in the room and also know there's people all over the world who are here to practice together. We practice mindfulness, and mindfulness is paying attention to our present moment experiences with openness, curiosity, and a willingness to be with that experience. So it's really working on how do we bring our attention to this present moment here and now. When I came last week, I was talking about different ways of practicing awareness. And I talked about the spectrum of awareness practices where our mind can be a little bit like a camera, and a camera can take a telephoto lens photograph, and it can take an ordinary photograph, and it can take a panoramic lens photograph. And so our awareness works that way too. We can have awareness, and this is just an ordinary life. We can have awareness that's very narrow. You know, you're focusing on reading a book, or you're doing something small, right, where you're really paying attention in a close-in way. We can have attention that is just a general attention. And we can also have a relaxed, spacious, kind of peripheral attention. Meditation practice can develop these different qualities, and we can have certain types of awareness that can be used as needed in different ways in our lives, but in our meditation. So we're going to start this week with a focused awareness practice. And we'll be doing that telephoto lens on the camera. We're going to bring our attention very narrowly to the present moment. We're going to be noticing our breath, although there'll be options for people who don't want to do that. When your attention wanders off, you bring it back to the sensations of breathing or to the listening. When we do this over time, we begin to calm down. We begin to find more ease, more relaxation. We develop a stability of mind. Our minds, for the most part, most people have very distracted minds, and you know, technology doesn't help, but just our days are filled with busyness and doing and outer expectations. And with a concentration practice, we unify the mind that's so diffuse and bring it to more stability. So if you think about, if you ever as a child, for instance, used a magnifying glass with on a newspaper out in the sun. Do you remember, did anyone ever do that? And you would put it out in the sun, and then the sun rays would go through the magnifying glass, and the sun rays are quite diffuse, but when it goes through the magnifying glass, it gets all this power and it can burn a newspaper. Did anyone ever do that? Am I like the one crazy person? Okay, no, it looks like everybody, a lot of people did it. Okay, just checking. So what happened was something that was scattered and diffuse, like our attention, was brought together, unified, and with that unification, it gave it strength. And so that's what happens when we do a practice where our mind is distracted and we bring it in and get more and more calm, steady, stability. Then we begin to have a lot of clarity. We can see things better. But and also, it gives us a depth sense of relaxation and ease, which I would like to say we probably all need quite significantly right now. It's a stressful time. So doing a concentration practice can be really, really helpful. Okay, so we're going to get started with this and invite you to settle back and get comfortable in whatever posture you are in. Well, here you're seated in the chairs, but at home you might be doing all sorts of things. You might be on the floor, you might be on a bed, couch. So just finding a posture for the next period of time. It's helpful if your back is upright, unless you have a reason for lying down, which is fine. Feet on the floor. Hands resting wherever they're comfortable. And your eyes can be closed. But if you would prefer to keep them open, that's okay. Just have them looking downward so you're not too distracted. And let's begin by taking a few deeper, longer, slower breaths. And as you take these breaths, inviting in the possibility of relaxation, the possibility of more ease, that this is available to you in the here and now. So each breath bringing us closer into this present moment. And we can notice our body seated. We can feel our feet making contact with the ground, or maybe the base of your body and the ground. Notice the support. Notice your legs and the chair. There's pressure, heaviness, warmth. Notice your stomach area. Is it tense or tight? When we're up, when we're feeling tense, it often is happening in the belly and we're not sort of noticing it, but you might notice that you've constricted, contracted. Just take a deeper breath to soften. Let your hands be soft, your shoulders soft, your face and facial muscles soft. And let's for a moment turn our attention to the sounds around us. There's sounds in the room or outside the room. Ambient sound, momentary sound. Just listen to the sound. Often when we hear sounds, we start to think about them. I like them or I don't like them, or try to analyze it. See if you can simply listen, letting the sound come and go. Now letting go of the sound coming into your body and see if you can feel your body breathing. Can you notice your abdomen rising and falling with each breath? Or your chest expanding, settling with each breath. Keep your breath at its own natural rhythm, in and out through your nose. You might notice the breath at your nose, so there's tingling and warmth, coolness, slight movement with each breath. So to develop the concentration, we want to focus on one area or one domain. So noticing your breath in your abdomen, your chest, or your nose, or if the breath is difficult for whatever reason, you can go back to listening to sounds. Choose whichever is the clearest or the easiest. And if you're not certain, just pick one. They all work equally well. And so to develop the concentration, we're going to build breath after breath with awareness. So what I mean by that is you just keep your attention on your breath in the spot you've chosen and feeling breath after breath or sound after sound. One breath ends, the next begins. Now what most people find is they're able to stay with a breath or two or sound or two, and then their attention wanders away. If that happens to you, you're not doing anything wrong. It's completely normal. You can say a soft word in your mind if you want to, like thinking or wandering, and then bring your attention back to whatever it was you were focusing on. Back to the breath or sound. And this is the foundation of developing concentration. We stay with one thing, we get pulled away, and then we bring it back. We come back to the breath over and over again. If you want to try this, you can. Some people find it helps with their concentration is to say a very soft word in their mind, rising, falling, or in, out with each breath. Or you might just say hearing, hearing as you acknowledge the sound. So 90% of your attention is on the feeling of the breath moving in your body. And 10% is that word that might help you stay focused. And then when you wander away, thinking, and then back, rising, falling, rising, falling, thinking, rising, falling. So we'll start with this. I'm going to give you a few more tips in building concentration, but let's start here. If you don't like using the word because it feels too much extra in your mind, just stay with the feeling. And if you're new and you're not certain, experiment. See what happens as you try a word or not a word, as you experiment with where you feel your breath in your body. Let's give it a try in silence for a little bit. As you continue meditating, give you one more tool to build concentration, and that is to count your breaths. So it doesn't work so well with the hearing meditation, but with the breath, when you have a rising and a falling, or an in, out, you can give a number to it, one. And then you have the next one, two. And then just count up to 10. When you get to 10, start all over again. And notice if the counting helps to keep you focused. It may or may not. If you want to combine the two, sometimes people say rising, falling, one. Rising, falling, two. Sometimes giving your mind this additional thing to do can be very helpful for reining in the wild, distracted mind. When you lose your place and you get lost in thought, which as I said earlier is completely normal, happens to everybody, and you might say thinking, and then come back to one. Just make it simple for yourself. And you can try it. See if you like it. If you don't like it, but you liked the way we were doing it before, stick with that. Everybody's mind is really different. Different things are going to appeal to different meditators. So let's give this a try for a bit. in the last few minutes. First of all, I just encourage you to bring some kindness to the process. We can easily judge a mind that has gotten, you know, distracted, can't seem to focus. We live in conditions that create distracted minds. So bringing a quality of kindness, compassion to yourself is really central when meditating. So as you notice the breath or the sounds, staying with kindness. The simplicity of the breath, moment after moment. Everything is happening. We can be aware. And just sort of sense your mind right now. Do you feel like this practice gave you a bit more relaxation, a bit more ease? Maybe there's a sense of well-being, of peace. If that's the case, allow that to be here. Let yourself feel the peace, feel the collected gathering of the mind. There's a power there. Feel the softness, the rest. If that, none of those things are here, then just notice what is here. Letting yourself be wherever you are. Taking a breath, and then let's offer some kindness out into the world. Whatever we have received today, kindness, peace, stability, ease, or maybe it's just, you know, the learning today, you're just getting started, but let's send out well wishes into this world that so profoundly needs calm, rest, peace, of course, on all levels, right? So that's sending that out, imagining it going out into the world far and wide. Sending kindness, may everyone everywhere, without exception, be happy, peaceful, and at ease. So let's notice our feet on the ground. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes or end the meditation. Okay, well, thank you for coming to practice here today, or maybe wandering in when you're at the museum. Surprise, you didn't know what you're getting into. We're here every week. It's me or another teacher, and I'm Diana Winston with UCLA Mindful. Our center, UCLA Mindful, has classes and programs and events. There's a lot of free things and also upcoming classes. You can go, there's a flyer on the table when you exit to the right, and also you can sign the mailing list and get our information. Also, what else? Oh, we have an app called UCLA Mindful, and it has every meditation we do in here plus hundreds more. You feel free to check it out. Also free educational app for deeper meditations and short ones too, 3 minutes, 5 minutes, and so on. Okay, I will be briefly out and past the hallway at the end if you want to say hello, but otherwise I think I'll see you next week. Have a great week. Thanks. Thanks.
Thanks for listening to the UCLA Mindful Weekly Meditation from the Hammer Museum. For more information about our classes, workshops, and retreats, please visit UCLAhealth.org/UCLA Mindful. Join us each week for a new session on mindfulness.